3SYN, Student Youth Network, 90.7 FM, somewhat proudly presents this evening's extended graveyard broadcast of The Magic Factory. With David M. Green and Antonio Cafasso. And Antonio. Tonight's broadcast of The Magic Factory was made possible with the help of our sponsors. Taylor's Hill Tailors, fine garments since 2010. The Brunswick Wick and Candle Yards. Tony's Golf Bunker. The Springvale Ice Market. Purveyors of fine frozen waters. The East Coburg Family Petting Zoo and Glue Factory. Cole's Coal Hole. One lump or two. Footscray Shark Loans. Refinance your aquarium today. Ulysses Unique Eunuchs. They're all different. Ashley Pinto's Camera Hut. For a snapping good time, visit Ashley Pinto's Camera Hut. Newport Used Boats. Lucky Lucy's Laundromat, Internet Cafe and Whorehouse. Rinse, Surf and Screw. All in the one place. Kelly's Pies and Wax Products. The Bath Road Bathhouse. Luxurious bathing in the heart of a major thoroughfare. The Elstonwick Community College. It's right near the train station. And the Docklands General Cemetery. Premium burials a stone's throw from Etihad Stadium.
Jesus, we gotta start again.
Yeah!
Good evening!
Sorry, I really want to check out those unique units. I'm actually quite intrigued. What am I doing here? Why am I here in the studio?
Who are you and what are you? Who are you?
My name's Antonio Cafasso and I'm here with the lovely. You should say your name. I was gonna say it, but I don't want to say your name because I think that you should say it because it's so amazing.
Okay, hello. I'm David M. Green.
I'm with someone who
has a slightly less amazing name, but you can feel free to say it yourself as well.
I probably will throughout the evening. Now, welcome to those who are listening. We are going to be on for quite a while. We're doing a graveyard shift here on Sin from 11 p.m. until 6 a.m. For those who don't want to do the math, that is 7 hours of straight live radio.
Have you done this before, Antonio?
The most I've done in one run is 4 hours. And that was quite a task because I may have had a night on the town before I came into the studio. And so it was quite interesting. But yes, this I guess, minus the alcohol plus 3 hours, she'll prove quite a challenge. At the start of a radio show, you usually tell the listener, you know, what may be coming up. But to be honest, we really don't know what's going to happen tonight. We've recorded some things.
We have some sketches.
Yes.
Looking for a new suit? Wardrobe full of moth-eaten cardigans? Are you getting up several times a night to go to the bathroom? If the answer to any of these questions is, well, maybe, I don't know, then the qualified tailors at Taylor's Hill Tailors can tailor the answer to all your garment problems. Cotton blend? No worries. Polyester? We got you covered. Genuine ivory? Might want to use the back entrance for that one. Taylor's Hill Tailors. Fine garments and black market animal artifacts since 5 months ago. Here at Sin 90.7, you don't have to listen to this. Someday I will. Someday, somehow. To hear this. Look at this photograph. Because we don't play either of them. The Magic Factory on Sin.
Jesus, we gotta start again.
Hello, yes.
Ladies. Oh, we talked at the same time.
I just had
Jesus,
to.
Jesus, we gotta start again.
With that bed, I just couldn't help myself. I had to bring out the. What's the name of the guy on Mixfam? Richard Mercer. I shouldn't be plugging another station. But hello, you're listening to Antonio and David on the Magic Factory on Sin.
You are correct.
Hey,
1 point.
Woo. Anyway, let's move on. Because this is just getting a bit laborious.
Yes, let's talk about all the things that you want to talk about.
All the things I want to talk about, yeah.
How have you been?
I have been well. I recently got a job, in inverted commas, because I'm not quite getting paid yet for it. But
That's not a job.
No, it's not.
That's
but
I'm pain
I'm
in the ass.
Doing stuff at a production company.
That's great.
Yeah, no, it is great. It's awesome fun. The people are really nice.
I'm transcribing crap right now as we speak.
Really?
I'm writing down everything I say.
In shorthand.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Actually, no, I never took the shorthand classes.
No? No. Oh, well. But, yeah, so I've been doing sort of editing all these little videos and things like that. And I had to edit some videos for a sponsor of one of the shows that they're producing, which happened to be a weight loss company. And so I watched something like 10 testimonials of people talking about this certain weight loss program and how it benefits them and things like that. And so I've probably seen over 7 hours of footage of people talking about what they liked about this weight loss program and things like that. And I still do not understand how the weight loss program works.
Can you go into any further details, or is this dangerous?
Well, I think as far as I can go is that it has to do with counting points, right? And, you know, you have points you can save for the weekend. And you know, certain things don't have points anymore. And this, that, and the other. And it just confuses the shit out of me. I can't get my head around it.
How much is a cheeseburger?
I don't know.
Give me some perspective.
I have no idea. It kind of doesn't make any sense because, you know, all of a sudden people are saying, oh, I have more points to use with this new program, right?
Right.
But
so I can pig out and eat.
Yeah, well,
food.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I can eat what I want. Isn't that the ultimate diet? Is that, oh, I can eat what I want whenever I want, but I'm still losing weight. Well, no, that's not how it works.
That's a serious medical condition, I think you'll find.
It's just this thing about, it's just, it all feels like just spin to me. I can't
understand. So are you editing this, did you say?
I was, yeah. I was sort of trimming them up.
You've got all this footage of people saying, I've used weight loss X for 10 months and I've lost 100 kilograms, like that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, a little bit more sophisticated than that, but more or less, that's what it was.
See, as soon as these sorts of ads come on the TV, I just assume that it's baloney. I don't think any of this stuff works. I don't
see. That's the thing. And the strangest thing was is that they are actual people who have tried the program and they're interviewing them. But the thing is that because I get to watch the full footage and they get them, they answer a question. They're like, oh no, you can't say that. You can't call it a diet. You know, you can't. We don't want you to say this. And so it's like supposedly these are testimonials, but they're crafted.
Oh, right.
And shaped. And it's just, oh, it's sneaky. And it's, oh, it's the world. I hate the world of advertising. It just, that's one of the things I hate is just how much they just bend things.
Except for our sponsors. I just want to point that out. Well, they're lovely companies.
I'm still waiting for my eunuch. Okay?
Right. I ordered that eunuch 10 minutes ago.
Jesus, we got to start again.
The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM.
No, let's go, let's do it. I'm in a bad mood this morning, I'm just sick of the whole show.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. We're on The Magic Factory. You just heard that. That was an ID. Antonio, you're with me.
Yes, I'm here, definitely. Now, I just love that was Ram Rap.
Ram Rap.
I hadn't actually heard that one.
Yes, that was their big hit debut single, possibly.
Oh, debut, right?
Yeah, that was early Wham.
Early Wham before Wham. Was it Wake Me Up Before You Go Go?
Yeah, I have that album, Make It Big.
But, as in, like on vinyl.
On vinyl, I have.
That's impressive.
Wham's 1984 album. Not here, thank God.
No.
now I got and the Gary Numan White Boys and Heroes, slightly racist, but they're heroes, so that's. It's all right.
Yes, well, David, you're a man of many talents. You know, you like to do radio. You're starting up a TV show this year.
I'm doing those things as we speak.
Yeah. And apparently, you have an album coming out. Yes,
I do. I've you know, I'm triple threat now.
Oh, lovely.
I can't dance. I'm on the radio. I'm doing a TV show and I'm releasing an album.
So
that's
yes.
it.
Just, that's it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me feel self-conscious, Antonio.
Okay, you're the one who told me during the talk break to bring it up,
yeah,
so that you can play the
that's
ad.
That's enough. And, well, I do have a clip here. So I don't want to talk about it. That's why I brought the clip. So,
right.
This is my new album. I'm just going to cut to this. Here it is.
I'm sorry, Nicole. I'm just not feeling it tonight.
Yeah, like usual.
Wait a minute. I've got just the thing.
Hi, introducing the latest album for all you young lovers out there. David M. Green's Songs to Have Sex To.
Now you're giving me Nothing but shattered dreams, feel like I could run away from this empty heart.
The perfect addition to any unsatisfying sex life. Learn from the master of unsatisfying sex lives with David M. Green's Songs to Have Sex To. Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game. On this endless ocean, finally lovers know no shame. Turning and returning to some secret place inside.
So I think I got that wrong. You've got to fix up the timing on that one.
Watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, hey, hey, take my breath away.
This incredible compilation is not available in stores, so call and order now on 9925-9907, and in 6 to 8 weeks, you could be slamming it to the melodic tones of Radio's David M. Green.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave out you, 'cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. Turn the page. Leave the real one far behind.
But that's not all. Call in the next 17 hours and you'll also receive the rare live duet this woman didn't want you to hear. David M. Green's Songs to Have Sex To. Throw it on the stereo and dive beneath the covers tonight.
Next to mine. Virgin. That mic's not working. Oh, like a virgin. Feel so good. You're holding.
Oh, yes.
Right. Okay, I got two questions. First of all, how drunk were you to do the karaoke? And second, who has sex to Safety Dance? I don't get it.
Conscious people who don't want to have an accident. You know what I mean? Hang on, I got just the sound effect for that. Oh, where is it? Wait a minute.
Wait.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
Lovely.
Too slow on that one. My apologies.
Ho, 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 it's
the Magic Factory.
The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM.
It's obviously very disappointing.
And there's David M. Green's fantastic editing skills getting our name into such a great song.
I don't like that one, and I'm not going to be playing it again because I have much funnier ones that I'm you sure haven't you heard yet. Yes. I believe we have Alan Jones in the studio right now as well. I think he can shine.
God, nothing is working today.
That's right. Nothing is working in the studio. Phone's not working properly. It's not ringing. A little light comes on and we're not always looking at it.
Yeah, no, that's just how it's working here. Now,
isn't that right, Alan?
God, nothing is working today.
You can't use the same clip twice in a row.
Oh, I sure can. Well, there it is.
Nothing is working today.
Is
that to tell us that it's just that your laptop is screwing up and so you actually can only play the one clip?
Well, that's one possible solution. I'm not actually listening to what you're saying.
No, you're not. I don't think you are.
All right, well, welcome back to the Magic Factory on Sin 90.7. I'm David M. Green. Antonio.
Hey.
You with me?
Yep.
Right now, we're going to cross to our Perth correspondent.
Yes.
I noticed the 7 p.m. project cuts to him quite a lot, so we're going to do it too.
Absolutely. We're trying our best.
All right. Joined now live on the phone from Perth, Mr. Sam Mack.
Sorry, who's this?
Sam, how are you?
Yeah, sorry, who's speaking?
This is David and Antonio from the Magic Factory on Sin.
David Tonio?
David and Antonio from the Magic Factory on Sin.
Oh, there's two people calling me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, that's not that important, but hey, how's life in Perth?
Sorry, how the fuck did you get my phone number?
So, Sam, we hear that you're in Perth. How does it feel not being flooded?
Yeah, I'm in Perth, but who... I don't know David Tonio, and how the hell did you get my phone number?
Yeah, so Perth, great weather, it's sunny. Any events happening this weekend?
Guys, you can't just call me and expect me to... It's not like a switch where I'm just suddenly going to provide content of a high order for this show for David Tonio, some guy I've never heard of. This is a private number that you've called me on, and you expect me to just perform? Are you serious?
Expecting a little bit more professionalism, Sam.
I mean, my name is Antonio, all right? This is freaking ridiculous.
Look, there's too many ethnics in radio already.
Excuse me?
That's not appropriate. All right, thank you, Sam Mack. Live on the line from Perth. Let's go to a song or something.
Hi, Antonio. What have you just been doing?
I just happened to get a message from my girlfriend.
Whoa!
Hey!
What?
Do we have like a victory game show?
Hang on, we got it. We do. Yes.
Yes.
Woo! We did it.
Congratulations! You've won a brand new. What's the name of that car from The Price Is Right?
That's right. Roland asked if we could name it. I'm pretty sure it was a Seat. S-E-A-T. So, how do you like them apples, sir?
All right.
All right.
Right now, let's do what we were going to do before.
Yes.
Hey, this is the Magic Factory. I'm David M. Green. You're Antonio.
Yeah, I am Antonio.
We're going to do some prank calls with a Shane Warne soundboard.
Lovely.
All right, that's more like it.
There we go.
Now we're rolling.
Yes. Right. So, now, I'm sure everyone is aware that Warney, for some reason, somehow got his own talk show, sort of Parkinson style.
He did. And he interviewed Parkinson. Parkinson came onto his show, and then Parkinson started interviewing Warney on Warney's talk show.
Now, the main reason we wanted to do this is because, it was terrible, that show. I think we were able to go out and say it.
I saw it, and I've cut up a whole bunch of these clips. Shane Warne is a fabulous cricketer. He is a terrible interviewer.
I'd like to say was a fabulous cricketer, I think.
Well, he could still beat me.
Probably, but I think that's... But yes. All right, you've got me there. Stumped me.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah.
Hey!
There we go.
Well, you know what? By hour seven, we'll get it.
The premise of this segment... Shane Warne is such a terrible interviewer, we could be... Wait a minute. We could do a better interview job than him using clips of him, if that makes sense.
It's a very long, convoluted premise.
Just go limp. Yeah. Let your mind go limp, and it'll
suspend
all work.
Belief now.
All right, let's get on with it. I have an idea, and this happened purely by chance, but I'm going to introduce it as if we intended to do this.
Because we didn't.
Let's try calling a guy named Shane.
Sounds like a good idea.
How could that possibly go wrong? Let's... Let's mess with this guy. Right, here we go.
Good afternoon. Golf Club Shane speaking.
A lot of people are taught to grip it really tight and really squeeze it and spread these fingers like that.
What advice would you give to anyone that was out there that was struggling with things and needed a bit of a lift? What advice would you give them out there?
Good afternoon, Golf Club, Shane speaking.
Shane?
Yes.
What's next? Shane? Okay, here's a good one for you. Boxers, briefs or commando?
Good afternoon. Golf Club Shane speaking.
The reason I don't like that, first of all, is if you've got it tight and tense, you're actually coming up and you've got it tight and it's all getting really hard.
Hello.
What's the one song when it comes on you have to dance to? Shane?
Good afternoon. Golf Club Shane speaking.
Thanks very much, mate. Shane. You've been an absolute pleasure. We're all proud of you, and we love you. Thank you.
We've got that really didn't work at all.
Yeah, I don't think it did. My favourite thing, though, is that because his name was Shane, you were able to get Shane Warne to kind of sort of yell at him. And that's like, Shane.
Shane.
Shane. It was Shane, what are you doing?
These are, I just, you know, from a technical point of view here, soundboard prank calls are very tricky to do if you do not have a clip of the guy saying hello.
And yeah,
they are very hard.
And as we listen to more and more, you realise people don't know what's going on, because usually when you pick up a phone, someone will greet you with a hello or a hey, hi.
But we don't have that. You don't have a hello, it's straight into the grip manifesto or whatever the hell he's on about.
Now the next one we have coming up,
we make it a little easier. We'd call a place where they ask us questions.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe that'll work.
Well, I mean, that kind of reverses the whole thing about us trying to see if he could interview someone properly.
So I think he's better. Obviously, he's better at being interviewed.
Yes.
Than interviewing
others. Well, obviously Parkinson ended up interviewing him, as you said. So.
Yes.
Maybe that is the case. He's
even interviewed on his own interview show. All right, let's call this place. I believe this place is an insurance purveyor.
Yes.
Let's see how this one goes.
Hi, welcome to. Are you wanting health insurance, car insurance, or life insurance?
Not sure.
You're calling for any type of insurance?
Yep.
What type of insurance are you wanting?
What's next?
There's health insurance, car insurance, or life insurance, income protection, mortgage protection, bill protection. So which one?
Exactly.
Well, I can't help you if you don't tell me what insurance you're after.
Okay. How does it inspire you?
I don't think I've heard anyone else that is clearly more disenchanted with their job than that lady.
Stellar customer service.
Reminds me of the receptionist from Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, what do you want?
You're listening to The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM.
Hey, let's continue with the Warnie prank calls. What do you say?
Sounds like fun.
This is Warnie calling a massage parlor.
Can I help you?
I like to feel relaxed.
Sorry?
I think if I feel relaxed doing it, then I'll be able to do what I want to do down that end. Okay.
Well, you're going to feel relaxed when you come in here.
Rightio.
I think you
What's
should come
next?
Down. We'll relax you. I've got four gorgeous girls here.
It's all getting really hard.
Well, don't talk about it. Come and show us.
You need to have a lot of love from everybody, because it's hard and it can be embarrassing sometimes.
Joel, no need to be embarrassed around here. Just bring it in.
Do you participate in that?
No, I don't. I just do the phones, but I've got four girls here all willing and ready for you.
How does it inspire you?
Well, why don't you come in and we'll talk about it.
What's the one song when it comes on you have to dance to?
I dance on the inside. I don't actually dance. come on in.
Not sure.
You're not sure? Oh, I think you're a bit of all talk. I think you're... Come on, come in, show us what you're made of.
If you could be anyone else in the world for a day, dead or alive, who would it be?
If I met anyone... Oh, depends what mood. It would have to depend what mood I'm in.
Boxers, briefs, or commando?
Hey, hang on, I've got to go. I've got someone handsome walking in, so if you want to come and visit, come on down.
You've been an absolute pleasure. We're all proud of you, and we love you.
Well,
thank
come
you.
In. Come in and see us.
Hello.
Rightio.
And there you go. She was very committed to that, to the sell, wasn't she?
She's a good receptionist.
Absolutely. No, she I would say saleswoman, to be honest. She's just like, no, come on in, bring it in. Nothing to be embarrassed about. So we did a massage parlor. We decided to up the ante and called your regular run-of-the-mill brothel.
It's a legitimate form of business here in Victoria.
Absolutely.
Let's call the
Can
real...
I say that I've never called a brothel before?
No, you can say that if you like. But
this
I've got
weird.
Whoa!
There we go.
She's back. No, but that's... All right, here we go. Warnie calls a brothel.
Comfort.
What have you been up to, mate? What are you doing?
Hello?
I like to feel relaxed.
So do I.
I think if I feel relaxed doing it, then I'll be able to do what I want to do down that end.
Oh, good.
Okay. What's next?
What's next? Not much while you're on the phone, mate.
What advice would you give to anyone that was out there that was struggling with things and needed a bit of a lift? What advice would you give them out there?
What advice? Come to meet the lovely selection of ladies, pay them some money, and you'll have a wonderful time.
Do you participate in that?
No, darling, I just talk to people like you.
What is the trick?
What's the trick?
Yep.
No tricks. It's called sex, not tricks.
Rightio. You need to have a lot of love from everybody because it's hard and it can be embarrassing sometimes.
On a long holiday.
I beg your pardon?
How does it inspire you?
How does what inspire me?
Okay, here's a good one for you. Boxers, briefs or commando?
Boxers, briefs or commando? Commando.
So that's important. What's the one song when it comes on you have to dance to?
What song do we have to dance to? Eagle Rock.
If you could be anyone else in the world for a day, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, who would it be? Jack Nicholson.
That's it? Have I upset you that badly?
No, you haven't upset me at all, mate.
You have to feel comfortable with your grip.
Have to feel comfortable with your grip. Yeah, especially if you've got someone by the throat.
Okay. You've been an absolute pleasure. We're all proud of you and we love you. Thank you.
That was... Now, we were talking before with the insurance lady about how she was totally disinterested in her job. I think that woman took disinterested to a whole other level.
I liked her clip. Come on down, pay them some money.
Just absolutely... Just no pretense whatsoever. That is how it happens. You pay money and you will get some. Plain and simple.
Meet the girls. Pay them some money. I'm sorry, I'm a big Get This fan. It is reminding me of the Rex Hunt clip.
Just a little bit. And if you listen carefully, you would have heard it sounded like someone was having sex in the background or even phone sex in the background. It's just this very flirtatious giggling happening in the back. And I say... That woman was on the phone for quite a while.
Yeah, Shane Warne does this surprisingly easily.
We had her there for at least 5 minutes, and we actually ran out of clips.
Yeah, we did, actually. That's we're running low on clips for that one. She was actually quite friendly, though.
No, she was, because she kept on talking. She really genuinely wanted to talk, because she was bored out of her brains, by the sounds of it.
I mean, I'll reveal something now. If you listening... If you're planning on doing some soundboard prank calls for your own amateurish radio show, keep in mind that you have to do... For every one good one, there's about 10 bad ones. So we call
and possibly
a
even,
lot of places.
Possibly even more than that. Yeah. It's a hard, very hard work.
We have an example of one of the bad ones.
Yeah, but you say bad, I think fantastic.
All right. Let's let the listener decide. Yes. This was one of the unfriendly... massage parlors that we caught.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this.
Thank you for calling Sex. How may I help you?
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Really? And what would that be?
I like to...
Go f*** yourself, like you f***ing wanker. Go lick your mother's f*** like every other f***head does.
Rightio.
And okay, that is not edited.
No,
I put the sensor tones in there, but that, we said, what was the first thing I said? I'd like to feel relaxed.
Yeah, but you cut it early, so it sounded like you were dropping the F-bomb. And yeah, it was.
Right. No, the first thing I know exactly what I'm going. I know exactly what I'm going. What I'm going to do. I said, oh yeah, what's that? And I clicked the button, I clicked it and went over the top of her, and then I stopped it. So instead of saying, I'd like to feel relaxed, it sort of said, I'd like to...
Yeah.
And then she just went straight into
She went off!
It just went... She just... Her temper just skyrocketed and she exploded. I cannot believe it. It was amazing. I don't think we could have asked for a better reaction, to be honest. Usually you build up to the anger, but that didn't happen in that case.
Would you like to listen to just that? Should we listen to it again? I've got it queued up to somewhere in the middle. This is how it sounds. Let's listen to it again.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Really? And what would that be?
Go f*** yourself, you f***ing wanker.
Go lick your mother's f- like every other f***head does.
Rightio.
Far out.
Oh, my God. You, ma'am, have a potty mouth. That's what you have. I think you should consider changing industries. If you was,
goodness.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, that was great. Now, I think we have one more call left.
We got one more. This is...
called a friend of yours, yes?
Oh, yes, I have friends in high places.
Yeah, apparently
this guy's going places. He'll be a household name this year, I guarantee it. Alex Williamson, that's his name. I do a web series with him. Thought I'd pull a bit of a prank.
Yeah,
I didn't say the name of the web series, which I'll say later. Right. I thought I'd pull a prank on a friend. This is Radio's Alex Williamson being pranked by Shane Warne.
Hello?
What have you been up to, mate? What are you doing?
Sorry, what?
What do you think about this?
Think about what, sorry, mate?
Exactly.
Who did
Congratulations on the gift.
Did you get me something?
Thanks very much, mate.
Yeah, nice, man. Like, what's going on?
I suppose only time can tell, and we'll see.
Yeah, well...
Do you participate in that?
Who is this, sorry?
Shane.
Shane?
Shane.
Is this, like, my swimming instructor, Shane?
Yep.
Are you ringing from a phone box again, man? Like...
Not sure.
Dude, you're starting to flip me out a bit, man. Like, I've...
What I do... Which not necessarily mean it's right, but it just suits me. That's one of the very important point. You must do what suits yourself, as long as you're doing the basics right.
Yeah, well, each to their own, man, because that's...
What's the one song when it comes on you have to dance to?
Look, man, I'm not really in a position to answer such a question, dude. I'm here with my friends, man. Like, they're probably wondering what this phone call is about, dude.
Boxers, briefs, or commando?
Boxers. Commando, mate. Nothing like
that. I don't know, man. I'm not comfortable revealing this to a stranger.
What advice would you give to anyone that was out there that was struggling with things and needed a bit of a lift? What advice would you give them out there?
Just don't be ringing people with saying confusing things. Yes. Because it's just a bit too much.
How do you handle people having a go at you and the team?
Yeah, I'm not having a go at anyone. I think maybe in another life we'll get on all right, but this is just, I don't think we're meant to be here, mate. I don't think we're meant to be on the phone together right now.
That's how it goes?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You've been an absolute pleasure. We're all proud of you and we love you. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. No, you too, mate.
Right.
Okay.
That may have been staged.
Maybe. Swimming instructor, eh?
Could be. I don't know.
But yes, Alex Williamson there. Funny man.
Enjoys the commando, I believe.
You're listening to The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. And we're back on Sin. You're listening to as that lovely soundbite said, David and Antonio, Magic Factory. Now, we spoke earlier about how, you know, you had your trouble with you getting your Victorian license and the registration of the car and so on. Now, I mentioned how I don't actually drive yet.
We did talk about those things.
Yes.
Cast your mind back, folks.
Was it like 11:15? Wow. And it's actually quite interesting because the clocks in the studio, they've been reset. Actually, the one on the desk next to David.
Is everyone looking?
Yeah.
Is everyone looking?
Everyone look to your left. That's actually correct. But there's one behind David's head that I'm looking at. And it says that it's 5:45 in the morning.
That's wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. Because that would mean we'd be finishing in 1:15, and it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to be that easy. But yeah, I don't drive yet. I've actually booked my license. I'm booked my test to get my license next week.
Very good.
And I'm very excited.
It'll change your life.
It will change my life. But it seems that ever since I've booked my test, life has thrown me these curveballs, these events where it's like, hey, if you had a license, your life would be so much easier, wouldn't it? It's the kind of thing where I would then say back to that, I am getting my license! All right? It's going to happen. And that happened last Saturday.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get your license in your car? What are you going to do? Are you going to drive it?
Have you got the whip sound effect ready?
Hang on. Wait a minute. I think I know what's going to happen. Bit of that.
Well,
oh!
No, that's not quite what I was...
God!
I think that's unfair.
Whipping the car. I don't know why you do that.
No.
It's just a nice way to spin that.
But no, on Saturday, I was going to your comedy gig. You did your last Raw comedy gig.
Yeah, I did.
Last Saturday.
Yeah, let's put that behind us.
Hey. And so, yeah, you asked me to film it. And so I had I had something on the morning. I can't even remember. Oh, that's right. I can't even remember what I was doing that morning.
Sleeping that morning, I think.
Was I sleeping? No.
A big block of sleep booked in to the diary.
Yes, no, and that's right. And so I had to come in with a camera, and I think I got there just on time, like 5 minutes before you got on.
You did, yeah, and I appreciate that. Thanks. The footage is unusable, but I do appreciate you coming and filming
now,
it anyway.
Shall we ask why it is unusable?
No, let's not do that.
Let's move on. But so we're at the Northcote Social Club, yes, on High Street, and so... I had to make my way from Northcote to the southeast suburbs because I was going out later that night. It took me 2.5 hours to get back to Murrumbina.
That is ridiculous.
It was just... Whereas if I had a car, it would have taken me 40 minutes maximum. Maybe if there was traffic, an hour.
You want to know what I did after the stand-up?
What did you do?
I drove to Hungry Jack's. And then I went home.
Fantastic. Are we sponsored by Hungry Jack's now as well?
No, we're not. Or are we?
Or are we?
I'm probably going to eat
finger licking good.
Finger, that's right. There we go. No, but that's all right. We kind of sort of combine two other ones. We get away with it.
But yeah, like it just like the train was about 10 minutes late. And then got to Flinders Street. I had to stop by a mate's place in North Melbourne. Jumped on a tram just as it arrived at the stop. Waited for 2 minutes. Nothing. Trams wouldn't move, just refused to move.
Oh.
The driver said, oh, I've got to reset something to be a couple of minutes. I got a little bit frustrated. I
have to reset the tram.
Yeah, that's what he said. You have to reset down. The tram.
The tram needs to be reset.
It needs to be rebooted. Windows has failed, and we need to restart again.
When they restart the tram, does it, like, revert back to one of those W-class trams? It, like, resets to, like, a really old tram?
It what's the opposite of evolving and de-evolves?
Oh, come on. I've got, like, 50 Devo tracks with me.
So
De-Evolve,
is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Anyway, well, no, and so then I got off the tram, frustrated, and just walked. And then, lo and behold, as soon as I leave the tram, it leaves. Okay, so I lose about 20 minutes walking there and then catching a tram back. Melbourne Central Station, get onto a train, nothing. The train
I'm sorry, everyone. We have to reset the train. The train needs to be reset.
No,
we've reset the trams. Now we've got to reset the trains.
As always, there's some kind of door failure.
Turns into Puffing Billy.
A diesel engine in a tunnel. That'd be fantastic. But yeah, it just...
Steam, I think you'll find. But
diesel,
continue.
Steam.
Continue. No, keep going.
Whatever.
On with the story.
Stop it. And so yeah, apparently there was a door failure. We were there for 5 minutes and then it was going again. Get to Flinders Street Station. You guys are going to hop off.
I'm sorry, we're resetting the station. Yeah. Everyone out.
Yeah. And so, yes. So we jumped onto another Frankston train. And then, all of a sudden, train gets to Richmond Station and then goes express through South Yarra Station.
Did you need to change at South Yarra?
No, but no train ever goes express through South Yarra Station.
This is
unheard of. I had no idea what was going on. Well, I'd never been on a train that had. I didn't know what was going on.
Part of the reset process, I think.
Yeah, it has to, travel all the way back to Frankston.
Reverts back to a time when there was no station at South Yarra.
But at the time, I remember thinking, I'm like, Maybe the train's been hijacked. Maybe I'm in the. Maybe it's Unstoppable or Speed 3.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe it's the 19th century. They're stealing gold bullion from the Frankston Express.
And there's all cowboys on horses riding along trying to jump on. But yeah, it was just very strange. Turns out it was an express train, so I had to get off and then wait another 10 minutes to jump on the train, which actually got me home. And so yeah, 2.5 hours later, I was finally home again. So
what a journey.
I would just like to tell the universe, I will be driving in about a week, so please be kind. It'd be nice if you could just grant me that. I've vented.
You're okay, Tonio. Welcome to the driving club.
You're listening to The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM.
Whoosh.
Yeah. Again, I guess we should just tell everyone that...
Did someone say elaborately overproduced
actually,
IDs?
Can you pad for a minute? I need to reposition my microphone.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. I'm one of the hosts of the show.
Lovely.
And Antonio.
So yeah, we've just switched chairs, and Dave's a little bit taller than me, so yep. I've had to make the microphone a bit lower.
Oh yes, so I need to make mine higher. Ah, there we go. Ah, listen to that.
Oh, the sounds of community radio. It is. Oh, that sound is deafening. I hate hearing that.
Well, you don't have to listen to this. Hear this.
Okay.
That's enough.
Clearly, David, you're practicing using a joke, maybe. 7 too many times.
It's just when it starts to get funny again.
Magic Factory News with David M. Green. Hello, I'm David M. Green. Making news this evening, Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd has commented publicly on a recent personal health issue.
Every day, something new seems to drip out, come out, authenticated or not authenticated.
And the bug seems to be making its way around Canberra, with Prime Minister Julia Gillard joining in the struggle.
I was certainly pushing.
And broadcaster Alan Jones got a little hot-headed this morning after an on-air game of Cluedo resulted in his opponent's favour.
I don't see where my life should be made of misery because I'm not given the right instructions.
That's the latest from the Magic Factory newsroom. I'll be back when I think of some more jokes. Sin 90.7 FM.
I love that when Alan Jones makes the news, you know it's a slow news day for playing a game of Cluedo.
Can I tell you where those clips came from?
Yes. I like this.
All right.
It's a great...
Because I threw that together pretty... Obviously, that was fake. I threw it together yesterday.
You hadn't noticed.
Because I've been, you know, busy doing stuff, and let's do some fake news. I haven't done any fake news for a while.
Yeah.
I used to do them years ago. Those Alan Jones ones... We got them off the Triple J website a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. And, I thought it was longer than that, but there you go.
Well, but Triple J got them from, I don't know where they got them from, but yep. I think they're actually from the late 80s, early 90s.
Is this from where he broadcasts? Is it 2GB in Sydney?
What, or something like that.
One of those talkback radio
stations.
It's in
Sydney. Who cares?
Yeah, it's in Sydney. But yeah, and he also, of course, did. He used to do like a little 5-minute thing on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Where he would sort of give his opinion on the news, and I used to watch them, and I used to actually be quite interested in them. I was probably about 12 at the time, and here's Alan. I can't do an Alan Jones impression. I'm not going to try, but I just
Jesus.
Did.
A lot of the way he says
Jesus.
Jesus.
I can't do it.
That clip that we've got. There's a clip on YouTube. We've taken this from YouTube.
Yes.
An amalgamation of a whole bunch of outtakes from when he's filming the. You know, his little 5-minute Today Show
glorious.
Thing.
Glorious. Such an angry little man.
That clip, Jesus, we've got to start again. it's like he's obviously just recorded like the whole thing and then realized there was some sort of technical problem.
Yeah.
And it's the absolute worst thing that could have happened to him ever in
the
whole day.
That's the thing, he's always blaming it on the technicians. That's always the case.
One, that if you type into YouTube like Alan Jones outtakes,
yep.
There's this one that we got the whole bunch of clips from there. He's yelling about something to do with the microphone, and there's a guy there fixing it, and he's like, can we get someone in here? And there's a guy standing right there like, how insulting is that to the technician? It's like, I'm right here,
just insignificant.
Can we get someone in here? Jesus.
Jesus.
We gotta start again.
Alan Jones, we salute you.
There's more Alan Jones coming up.
Yeah, there definitely will be.
But
coming out the wazoo.
The Magic Factory.
S-I-N.
Sin 90.7
FM.
Yes, yes it is. This is where magic is factored.
Yes, factored? And that...
Factory? Manufactured.
Ah, that's what you're looking for.
Sorry. Channel 9 is the fun factory. The ABC is the dream factory. This is the magic factory.
Yes.
That's as much thought as we put into it. That's
it's basically it. It's just, why not we call it the magic factory? And
What other message was... Do you know Pete and Alicia?
Oh, yeah.
We are listening. Very nice radio voice, Antonio. Smiley face.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
They actually messaged me on my actual personal phone.
Oh, yes?
It was painful hearing your brain cogs churn through the Flasher story. Kudos in saying penis, though, on the radio. And I just said it again.
Get that whip sound effect out. That's too late for that. It's too late for that now.
It is. I'm not going to try. But yeah, I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. We can say penis. We can say fuck. We can say shit.
Play those Alan Jones clips again where he says all three.
Or even better, I don't have the prank calls.
Stuff up my bloody
lick your mother's asshole.
Oh, God. We've already had one request to make that a ringtone.
You know what? Maybe we'll have our own legacy with ringtones with that kind of stuff.
I will.
From here on in, you can tell them I'm refusing to do something that I've got my face up against the wall and they want it done immediately.
Actually, that I was wanting.
Hello.
Wow. You got such that, venom.
You got that turned up all the way?
Yeah, I think
that's as high as it goes. Put it on 11.
Fucking hopeless.
That's really terrible, Antonio.
Fuck this.
I'm sorry, I just can't help myself.
Oh, fuck this.
Can you play the oh shit one? That's a good one.
I'll have to find.
It starts with O.
Oh shit.
Just the weight he puts on the words. It's unbelievable.
A classic broadcaster. They just
definitely.
Don't make him like that anymore.
No, they don't.
Jesus.
Oh shit.
We get someone in here.
Oh, shit.
Here at Sin 90.7, you don't have to listen to this.
Someday I will. Someday, somehow.
To hear this.
Look at this photograph.
Because we don't play either of them. The Magic Factory on Sin.
Jesus, we gotta start again.
We were going to test our front announcing skills, weren't we?
All right, let's apply this skill that we've just been talking about. Antonio, give you a shot.
So I've got
do this for the next song.
I've got a song lined up. And, okay, to be honest, I've already checked the start of the song. So
You would check. If you were working in commercial radio, actually what they have is they got it coming up on a computer screen with this little time thing that gradually sort of gets redder and redder and redder. It's got numbers that count down. It tells you how long until the actual song starts.
That's awesome. Does someone actually have to, when they ingest that music, does someone actually have to put those times in themselves?
Yep. That's called, what do they call that?
What do they call that?
Pulsing.
Wow.
It's been pulsed. That means that.
That is so cool. Here we go. So this is, you're listening to The Magic Factory on Sin with David N. Green and myself, Antonio Cafasso. Feel free to message in on 0427 767 767. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to use your voice, 9925 9907. This is LCD Sound System off of their self-titled album, LCD Sound System. It's Give It Up.
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice.
And you just ruined it. Let's let the song go and we'll be back. And I think David will have a shot.
And just a reminder, my name is David M. Green, not N. Green.
Yes.
Which is what Antonio said
If we listen to the black box recording.
So he's disqualified already, really.
Because I made a mistake. Well, that means that you need to be flawless in yours.
All right, let's have a go at this.
Righto.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. You're listening to The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM. This is the radio. You're listening to it. You can call in on 9925 9907. Coming up, we got some music. This is Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, 1985. What a song. I'm just gonna stop talking. David M. Green.
Damn it!
You are padding and padding.
Oh God.
Leaving gaps and it. Yes.
You know what?
Jesus, we gotta start again.
Oh God. Gotta start again.
All right, let's keep it going.
Hang on, we're starting again.
You're gonna pick a different song, or are you gonna play Kate Bush?
No, we're doing it live. We'll do it live.
I just went a bit New York on that. We'll do it live. I'm just going to open these.
Hope you're enjoying the chips as Antonio is right now. This is the Magic Factory. Sin 90.7 FM. I'm David M. Green. I'm with Antonio. This is the Magic Factory until 6 a.m. here on Fabulous Student Youth Network. Student radio, students, radio by students for the students. This is Kate Bush running up that hill. You're on the Magic Factory. Good enough.
3.
S-Y-N.
Sin 90.7 FM.
On the radio,
this
is the Magic Factory.
Let's talk about radio again. radio. I'm back behind the panel. Yes. I noticed there's a cough button here. I wonder what that does. Oh, I see. Won't be pressing that again.
What's with the reverb on that cough?
I think the echo button was on as well.
Oh, okay. I was going to totally ruin your fantasy land. And go, can we get the echo turned off?
I can't do that.
No.
Well, I could, but I'm not going to. We're past the halfway point. Oh, fantastic.
Actually, maybe this is a good time to bring up that a lot of those sound effects sound like they're from the 80s. You play a lot of 80s music.
I sure do. I'm David M. Green. Who are you?
Sorry.
Antonio, is that your girlfriend? Oh, she's back again. Whoa. Man, does not quit. Oh, she's still going.
Next song, I'm getting back behind the panel, I think.
Yeah, sure are. I love the 80s. I love 80s music, I think. Excuse me. Let's get your girlfriend back in here again.
Yes, of course.
And she can do a bit of this. That was incorrect, but yes. Still funny.
Oh, so he's lowering the microphone.
Sorry,
oh, so
just altering the microphone, because, that's... Sorry, this is community radio. Here we are.
Yeah.
Sin.
Magic Factory News with David M. Green. Hello, I'm David M. Green. Making news this evening, broadcaster Alan Jones displayed his generosity this morning, announcing he would make a large donation to a worthy charity.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I've got to catch a plane at 10 o'clock to raise f***ing money for charity, and I've got these people here sticking stuff up my bloody nose and my ass.
In other news, broadcaster Alan Jones takes a firm stance on the issue of blueberry muffins.
Well, it is f***ing hopeless. I mean, if this is that bloody urgent, I should be given it in the morning.
And finally, broadcaster Alan Jones reacts to smart-ass radio comedians playing secretly recorded clips of him out of context.
Jesus, I hope someone understands how f***ing irritated I am by this.
That's the latest from the Magic Factory newsroom. I'm going to get a drink. You're on Sin 90.7 FM.
Fantastic.
Now, I have a feeling that's lost some of its kick because we've exhausted a couple of the clips already.
What, Alan Jones or this?
A little from column A, a little from column B, I think.
That never gets old, I'll tell you that.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, mate, can you just hang on?
See, the thing is, every time I pause, listeners, it's because I see David reaching for the laptop and for the space bar, and because I know that something's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
See, and there we go.
Oh, man.
Things are always more amusing at 3 in the morning.
No, this is funny all the time. This is coming up next on The Magic Factory, Alan Jones says what?
What?
Yes, he certainly does.
You're listening to The Magic Factory.
There is a magic pudding solution. Bang, throw a bit of fairy dust at it. It all happens.
On Sin 90.7 FM.
I don't think that's being fair dinkum.
Lawn, lawns, get your lawn at Lawn, lawns. Get your lawn at Lawn, lawns. Get your lawn at Lawn Lawns.
There's never been a better time to buy lawn. Hi, I'm Gerald Fruit of Lawn Lawns. And due to a mix-up with my supplier, I'm now overstocked with quality lawn. We've got every type of grass under the sun. Plantain, Bermuda, Kentucky Blue, Crab, and some other ones. I'm not sure what they are.
Get your lawn at Lawn Lawns.
Lawn Lawns. Just look for the giant blade of grass on the Great Ocean Road.
Yes, Lawn Lawns, purveyors of fine quality lawn since 1935.
Now you say that, but I did notice there was no
buffalo grass in there. Don't they sell that?
No, I'm sure they do.
They do?
Yeah, the widest range of lawn this side of the border.
It's usually black stump, isn't it? That's the...
Really? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, so this side of the black stump?
No black stumps in my backyard. It's just lawn, quality lawn from Lawn Lawns. They've given me a lot of free lawn, to say that.
If you ever wanted some lawn.
Drove up to my house with a truckload full of lawn.
I'm just going to let David flounder for a second, just see how he goes.
I'm sorry, I almost choked on eating a chip.
He's here with his Hungry Jacks.
Yeah,
the greasy smell wafting through the studio. I don't know if we should mention that because we're not supposed to eat in here.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Play an Alan Jones clip.
Play an Alan Jones clip. I paid
my dues. I don't think so.
That's not it.
Fucking hopeless.
Yes, I must say, me playing Queen instead of Alan Jones is...
Oh, mate, can you just hang on?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all. God. Lawns, though, they make a lot of sense. You should buy as much lawn as you can.
Lawns. Get your lawn at Lawn Lawns.
All right. That's right. Get your lawn at Lawn Lawns.
Yep, and you know what? Because I'm a little bit bored...
You know, you don't have to just put lawn in your backyard.
No.
You got your front yard, you got the side of your house, you got the interior. Forget about shag pile carpeting. Lawn. That's the way to go.
Look, I mean, I'm trying to think of the benefits of having lawn in...
Garage?
In the garage, it'd be good. It's actually... It'd be nice and soft on the feet.
Insulation, yeah.
Yeah. how much were they paying us? Too much, I think.
I don't know.
Not enough.
It's hard to quantify. They're paying us in lawn. Lawns, actually. Different types of lawn.
I hear that your front garden is actually a patchwork of different lawns.
It is. And every time I just saying the word lawn results in more lawn turning up at my house.
It's just stacking up like a game of upwards. It's just like these.
I'm playing. I've got my own upwards, my own full-sized lawn upwards board comprised of different blends of lawn.
This is the Magic Factory. 3SYN on Sin 90.7 FM.
Jesus, we got to start again.
Hang on. Antonio.
Yeah.
Oh. Gross.
That actually sounded a bit like you were giving me a kiss.
Yeah, maybe I was. Oh, there's another one.
Stop it. That is not my cheek.
Don't think your girlfriend's happy about that. Oh. Oh!
Get back here!
Whoa! Ow. Oh, give her a round
now
of applause.
Half of me is wondering whether she will actually, when she listens back to it, whether she'll find it funny or it'll get to a stage where she think that we've done that joke a little bit too much.
I don't know. Do we have like...
Because I've even done it.
Do we have a crowd like a crowd of like scattered laughter back there? Anyone? Yeah, that'll do.
What the hell was that?
We have a stand-up comedy audience has just walked in. They're hanging out
actually,
back.
That woman seemed a bit more excited than your regular comedy audience.
Oh, they're still there.
Right.
How you guys going?
What is the deal with airplane food? Oh, well.
It's about as well as my stand-up went on Saturday. Can we get someone in here?
Oh, Jesus.
Where's the warm-up guy? Well, that got a laugh.
Well, speaking of, that reminds me. You didn't have a warm-up act at your gig.
No, I was on first.
Like, Dave Callan and, I always forget, Hannah Gadsby were the MCs. But they didn't actually really warm up the crowd for you, did they?
Yeah, I guess they were pressed for time. They only talked for maybe 5 minutes.
I swear that at
5 minutes of shtick, and then I was on.
But I think that's just a little bit unfair, especially because you guys are supposed to be, you know, amateurs.
Settle down.
I just...
Getting a bit rowdy this time of night.
I hate hecklers.
Hey, put that down.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, Antonio Cafasso!
Yes, yeah. Whenever I walk into a room, I try that, and that is the response that I get. Because no one likes me. Why is there so much reverb on that cough?
I don't know. That's just how the sound came.
It's the strangest thing.
The Magic Factory.
S-Y-N.
Sin 90.7 FM.
I'm David M. Green. I was actually going for this one. People are idiots. This is the Magic Factory on Sin.
Is that your attempt at a talkback radio sound?
This is Alan Jones.
Tell us what you think.
What do you think of these people? Call now. 999 Wait. 999-25-9907. That's the number to call. Oh, please, someone call. We will put you straight on the air.
Seriously,
give us something.
During the next song, I promise to constantly watch that red light. Just seriously, if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, now is your chance.
This is the Magic Factory. 3
S-Y-N
on Sin 90.7 FM.
Jesus, we got to start again.
Steve from Lilydale, he's currently on like the late shift at a servo out in Lilydale. Steve, you there?
Yeah, man.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, pretty tired.
I can imagine. Now, you told me before you listen to Sin whenever you do the shift you're on, yeah?
Yeah, I always change it to Sin.
What? Sorry.
What?
That was Alan Jones.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
I think David's just going to go to town with Alan Jones while I...
This is Alan Jones.
You got another customer?
Yeah, I got another customer.
Okay, well, you keep going and we'll just keep...
Hey, people of the petrol station, you might be wandering around looking at the various chips and stuff like that you could possibly purchase. What I say to you, can we encourage people to steal stuff? We probably can't do that, actually.
No, actually, we're not allowed to.
We're not supposed to do that.
But those hot dogs are fantastic.
Yeah? Get yourself a slushy. Just dunk your head in the machine.
Or just get your head underneath and just turn the tap and just go for your life. Don't worry about a brain freeze. It doesn't matter. You're not going to lose any brain cells or anything. Just
shit.
The Magic Factory on Sin 907, broadcasting live into a Lilydale petrol station. I love this. He's just...
How you doing, Steve?
How you doing?
And he's back.
Yeah, I'm back.
So were any of the... Was your customer freaked out at all?
No, not really. I'm just like... I was just like, hey, man, I'm on the radio. And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, do you want to talk to him? And he was like, nah. Fair enough.
Yeah,
he's like, what station? I said, oh, Sin.
And he had no idea.
Like, oh, I don't think so.
No, he knew Sin.
Oh, he did?
I said, do you like Sin? And he goes, yeah, they're not bad. And I was like, yeah, they play heaps of shit you don't normally get to hear. Like the Ghostbusters 2 theme.
Yes.
Michael, how long have you been listening?
I requested that.
Was that you?
Oh,
you're that guy.
All right. Of course. Okay, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
I got another customer.
All right. Can you like hold the phone near your mouth and serve the customer on the air?
I'll be right. Sorry. Hey, don't.
We're all out of petrol.
No, I think he's buying cigarettes.
We operate on a 7-second delay, so...
Smoking kills. Smoking causes lung cancer. Cigarettes are addictive.
I don't know, is... We need a camera in the store.
You need a receipt or anything? No.
Take a receipt so you can do your accounting properly.
This is me trying to be God.
That was awesome, man.
Oh, really? What happened?
Did that come through? Did that work?
Yeah, that worked perfectly.
Did he not buy the cigarettes?
No, he did.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we got to start again.
Yeah.
No, I was like waiting for the F-post to go through, and then I've just heard like the dude go, smoking kills, and he's like... talking to him, man.
Yes!
He's like, what the fuck? That was classic.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, for calling in. We do very much appreciate it. This is probably one of the best actual calls we've ever had on any radio show I've ever done.
And yes. As a token of our appreciation, run on over to the fridge, help yourself to an icy cold can of Coke on the house.
Oh,
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Have a good one, man.
You too. Thanks for entertaining me. You guys do a good job.
All right, we'll keep doing it for another 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Awesome. Here we go.
Right. See you, Steve.
Jesus, we got to start again.
The Magic Factory on Sin 90.7 FM.
No, let's go, let's do it. I'm in a bad mood this morning, I'm just sick of the whole show.
Ah, bit of synth drum. Do, 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 do. Oh, so corny. We thought we'd be playing 80s, what did you call this genre?
New jazz. N-U. New jazz.
80s new jazz at 5:30 in the morning. We should probably be playing stuff to get people up out of bed. I mean,
go back to sleep. It's too early. I can do a really good Simpsons quote, which is relevant right here. I'll do it right now.
Go for it.
Let's do it. Top of the hour, time for the morning news. But of course, there is no news yet. Everyone's still asleep in their comfy beds. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Now, David, you ready to roll? Are we ready to wrap this baby up?
Let's wrap it up.
I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Steve, I think Beth,
Brad,
in there.
Brad Westmar from Kansas City.
JL, Roland messaging a few times. Alex, Peter. There were some others, and I've forgotten them.
And some other people.
But thank you for participating, because without you guys, we wouldn't bother, to be honest.
And maybe we'll do this again.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe something a little bit more palatable for our own.
Follow us on Twitter. Be our friends on Facebook.
Yes.
David M. Green, Antonio Cafasso.
I have been Antonio Cafasso.
And coming up next, get cereal. We're going to go out with what we came in on, which is this. Good morning.
Good morning.
3SYN, Student Youth Network, 90.7 FM, somewhat proudly presents this evening's extended graveyard broadcast of The Magic Factory. With David M. Green and Antonio Cafasso. Cafasso. Cafasso.